Jimi Hendrix was born in 1942, on the 27th of November. He was born in Seattle, in Washington State, of a Negro father and a mother who was half Cherokee Indian.
Got to understand that when he played rhythm guitar, he practically gave the entire arrangement. You know, he would, you know, do straight rhythm for 4 or 8 bars, and then he would go into what he wanted the other musicians to play, you know. Yeah. So all we've got to do is continue the straight rhythm line, you know, and when we're doing our overdubbing, we pretty much follow his patterns, you know, with our own improvisations and, you know, with the talent of the musicians involved to enhance it.
Sadly, that was the last chance we were to have to see Jimmy playing on stage, apart from a jam with Eric Burdon at Ronnie Scott's club. Jimmy died due to an overdose of barbiturates on September the 18th.
Thank you. because nothing's going to change my opinion. I saw him.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people now seeing some of those crappy films that were made of him on a real off day where he's obviously bombed out of his skull and it's not a good night for him. No one ever happened to take really decent film of him just sitting around a hotel room, which would have shown all the young cats who think, "Hey, he's not such hot shit." And when I say like, I think he's probably the best, certainly that I've heard, just because he sort of got most into the ouch.
He could make me cry, Hendrix. I was playing over some Hendrix yesterday.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Some people would say, well, so big deal, you know, you've just got nostalgia for an old thing, and he really wasn't that good, you know what I mean? Watching films like Rainbow, and they think, because that's all they've got to go on. But I say, it's not true, no matter what opinion now says, or whatever it says. But, you know, still, the fact remains that there he was, and there people have been turned on by him, just pure talent, just actually surfacing.
By September, Jimmy had another single in the charts, Burning of the Midnight Lamp. And this brought Jimmy into the BBC studios to record a session for Top Gear on the new network Radio 1. Jimmy had also previously recorded for some other programmes, such as Saturday Club, and many of these BBC tapes still survive. Later, I did a broadcast with the Jimi Hendrix Experience on the Rhythm and Blues program, which I introduced for the BBC World Service. On this, they played Dylan's Can You Please Crawl Out Your Window? Probably on the program we recorded, the best example of Jimmy's astonishing fluidity and inventiveness was on Driving South.